When did you decide to become an author, and does it feel like play rather than work to you?
Feels like a bit of both, really. I wanted to be an author from the age of about 14 or 15, but we didn't have author lessons at school, and nobody really tells you what to do or how to do it. And then when I left school, people would say, are you going to get a job and what are you going to do? And I'd say, I think I'm going to be a novelist. And they just roared with laughter, really. I went to university and I studied English. And then after that, I wrote my first novel when I was 22 and not really knowing what I was doing. And it wasn't at all good, but I sent it to a lot of publishers and they sent it right back. And I did get a job. I got a job teaching in a school in London, but I kept on believing that I might one day write a book that people wanted to read or publish. And I think in those days, I found it incredibly hard work. It was very difficult to find the time. And I had to get up very early in the morning, which I hate doing, work at weekends, which I didn't really want to be doing. So I wanted to be playing cricket or football or going to the pub or whatever it was. So it felt very much like work then, but it was work that I believed in. I had this deep conviction that literature could save the world, which has proved to be untrue because the world has gone to hell. It's going faster and faster to hell every day. But I still believed that then, and I still believe it now in a way. At least it can make our self-destruction more interesting and more tolerable in some way. That, yes, as far as play is concerned, I've always taken it very seriously, even when writing quite humorous scenes or even the case of I did a tribute to P.G. Woodhouse some years ago, which is entirely farcical, comic, light as anything. But I took it very seriously because it was to write a good, a comic, farcical plot requires serious thought. But to answer your question, really, I think it is both to me, work and play. But it's all I can do, really. I can't do anything else. So I don't really have a choice.
Yeah. And what kept you going even when all the publishers sent the book back and people were laughing at you and taking the mick out of you for trying to do something different? How did you just persevere through that?
I suppose a certain arrogant self-belief. Mm. I think writers, you sit on your own in a room writing about people who don't exist, believing that other people you've never met will be fascinated by these people who don't exist. And that takes... it's either arrogance or perversity or desperation or madness, perhaps all of the above.
So I probably
all of those in my case, perversity, madness, arrogance, perseverance, etc. But also a belief that books matter, a profound belief in that.
Mm. And what inspired you to have that opinion about books? Was it just childhood reading loads of books and things like that?
I suppose because reading books enabled me to understand my own life when I was a sort of confused adolescent. And I wouldn't say no one ever really understands life completely, but it enabled me to get a grip on other people, I think.
Yeah.
And to stop being frightened of them and to realize that they all had a strange inner life in the way that I did. Not quite the same way, but in their own version of it. And that helped me to calm down a bit. But there was not just a sort of therapeutic and practical value to books in that way, but there was also a beauty and an artistic element to it, an artistic aspect. So the combination of feeling calmed and enlightened and aesthetically thrilled, if you put those together, you have experience that seems valuable to you.
Yeah. And did you ever, you said about the arrogance and the perversity, but did you ever have a lot of self-doubt before you became a best-selling author? And how did you overcome that, if so?
Yeah, I did. I think after I'd written the first book, it was refused by everyone. I wrote a second one, which I showed to an agent, and he said he didn't really think it was worth showing to any publishers. And then I wrote a couple more, which I'm not sure I really finished them. I wrote about half of them. And then I took a view that I would write something that was deliberately more publishable, really.
Yeah.
It wasn't really the book I wanted to write. But this was a book called The Trick of the Light. And I wrote it in a rather sort of grumpy mood, really, saying, look, you publishers, you're all silly, commercial, you're not literary or high-minded. Here's a bit of crap. You can publish this if you'd like. I'm exaggerating, but... And anyway, they did. No, it wasn't that bad. It was quite bad. It wasn't that bad. But it was a sort of compromise book. Yeah. It had quite grandiose literary ambitions, but it also had a quite so strongly driven story, sort of thrillery story, really. And so that's how I got past it. But I said to myself, if people won't buy this, then that's it. I can't do this. Mm. And it is hard. And it's hard because no one teaches you how to do it. There were then no sort of courses in creative writing. And although there doubtless have been some good ones, and I know lots of people who work on them and teach them, doubtless they're helpful. But it's not really something that's easy to teach, I think. So you really just have to work it out yourself, unless you're one of these lucky people who are born. But I think born writers tend to be rather facile, frankly. There are people, I think, who are born storytellers, but what they write isn't very interesting. They're like born anecdotalists, fine, but you want a bit more than that.
So what percentage of your storytelling writing ability is innate versus through the process of experience and trial and error, do you think?
I think I have an innate feeling for words, which I've always been fascinated by words and meanings in a really quite pedantic, old-fashioned, etymological way. I studied a lot of grammar at school, Latin and Greek and God knows what. And my parents liked words, and my father used words in a very amusing and particular and rather ironic way. And I think I've always had a sense of not boring people. Or I say that, God, people may be switching this off even as we speak.
I'm sure they're not.
When in conversation, I can sense, I get through what I have to say very quickly and precisely and get to the point and deliver the joke or the point or the argument, whatever it is, and move on. So I suppose those, you might say that they were givens or gifts, but most of it I learned. I would say 3/4 of it I learned by reading other people, figuring out how they did it, how, when they got it right, how it worked, when they got it wrong, why it didn't work, how I could take the bits that worked and then make them better maybe. So 25% given to 75% acquired would be a rough thing. Of course, nobody knows the answer to these questions because it's all unconscious. You don't know.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say something for you here.
And the public praises people for what they practice in private. Because have you had a lot of experiences with people saying, oh, it must be easy for you, or oh, you were born with this writing ability? Has people said that to you? Or
there's a bit of... No, I wouldn't say so, no. There is a... People think... What am I trying to say here? I think there is a lot of people think they could write a book and they really couldn't. There's that great exchange but with a sort of rather pompous banker saying, when I retire from JP Morgan, I shall write a book. And the novelist saying, when I've finished my last novel, I'm going to become a doctor. Yeah, dream on, son.
Yeah.
And I think that people think that if they hadn't been busy doing their jobs, they could easily have knocked off Birdsong. But unfortunately, they couldn't because they were being a dentist or a factory manager or whatever. But it was only the time that prevented them from being able to do that. So there is that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel that people are snippy at all, really. I don't think anyone said to me, it's easy for you, you just all came naturally. But I haven't really experienced that irritation.
Yeah.